This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I have got on the other line Uyantani. If you know him, like personally, mina ngimazelo ku TikTok, I don't want to lie. I've seen him esontweni futhi nakhona once upon a time ngibukuthi ngichome nje ukuthi sengambona esontweni once upon a time, and he is on the other line with us. Uyantani, hi.
Hello.
Unsani.
Yeah, Pila,
I'm good. I'm good. We're just surviving. Oh my God. It is so nice to have you here. I'm so excited and so nervous at the same time.
I'm so excited too. Thank you for having me.
Yo, thank you. Tina, kahlahle esingabe siyabonga ukuthi ukhona namhlanje. Please tell us, kahlahle, who is Uyantani exactly?
Well, who is Uyantani? Uyantani is a young singer who is literally just singing is his life. Literally, that's all I do, that's all I've ever dreamed of doing. I'm a bit of an introvert, just a little, but like, yeah. I feel like I'm opening up now that I'm getting older and meeting more people, so yeah, that's just me.
Okay, Gaguz, a little bit of an introvert, I can hear it in your voice. You go, see, soft spoken, Yana, but the vocals over there when I hear the music, you wouldn't say it's soft spoken at all. And tell us more about this new music, because I'm hearing, I heard this song About You, which I just heard, and I'm really loving the beats. It's giving, I don't know, which genre are you part of, kahle kahle?
So for About You, the song, I wanted to go like more of a Afropop vibe, like along the lines of like Osi, me and stuff, because I'm like a very big fan of hers. So that's the sound that I wanted to go for the song About You. But in general, I do more pop and R&B, a good mix of those two together. So,
yeah. I definitely am a big fan of R&B, so I'm definitely going to listen to your music, because I generally see you on TikTok most of the time, where you are doing the most and the best. Let me not lie about that. And tell us more about this inspiration, Yakwe music. Where did it come from? Somebody inspired you to be the person that you are today and the musician?
Yo, I've been singing since I was in preschool. Oh my God. Yeah. Like, it's just been something I've always enjoyed, you know?
Yeah.
So Andre, I don't even know if I can be like, someone inspired me. I've literally just been always doing it. Instead of talking, I'll be singing.
As an introvert. Yeah. Do you feel like that is your way of actually expressing yourself as an introvert?
Yes. Yes.
That's a lovely way to express yourself. Can you tell us more about your journey towards this music thing?
Yeah, so I've been in the studio and writing music like for over probably 2 years now. And like it's been a learning process, honestly, because I was still new to like just being in the studio and writing my own music. So I feel like I sort of had like a lot to learn when it comes to being open and vulnerable, like on a song and just writing out your feelings. You know, it's been fun, like, along the way.
Yeah.
And now I have this EP that I wrote over those 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's just honestly exciting that it's finally out and people can listen to it.
Yeah. Can you tell us more about you, kahle kahle, the song, actually? What was going on in your mind when you were writing the song? Like, what is the message song you're trying to get through?
Oh, so I wrote it, first of all, I wrote it in Cape Town. Right, I was in Cape Town last year, so indeed, it was a vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And I just wanted I wanted a love song where it was like, you know, I'm just being open about how I feel. Because, you know, some of the love songs these days, like, yeah, well, but from nonchalant,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And I was like, no, I don't really want that for this song. I want it to be cool and fun and just open. And I wanted it to be like more Afropop.
Yeah, and you definitely achieved that, because it is a vibey song. You cannot be sitting. I cannot be just sitting still. You gotta be moving somehow. Maybe your leg. I was dance up because cap it and dance and whatnot. Like somewhere around the same area. Cause and me ngasen just link it up. Ungshay some a few steps. Usasungfunisa ngoba nakona. Ishi ngata kambanga gal. Kambanga Gahlineze, just to close up before you leave, what advice can you give to the young person, basically, olalele namhlanje ofuna ukuqala na ukucula and take this journey?
I would say to block out all the noise, because there's going to be a lot of negative comments that you're going to get from people, even people that you know closely. They'll be like, are you sure about that? Like, are you good enough to do this? I think you should just block it out and do exactly what you think you should do and what makes you happy and fulfilled. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Yandani. Do tell us where we can get you, like, on your socials.
So on socials, you can find me at Yandani. Very simple, very easy. That's my name. You type it up and I'll definitely pop up.
Yes. Thank you for joining us.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.